And proceeds are designated for the purchase of a C-arm, an X-ray device used to capture real-time imaging during surgical procedures. Pre-orders are available now. Local delivery is free for orders of five or more. Call 620-341-7781 or visit newmanrh.org/ddbbq for more information.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:46, and we're very pleased to be joined on the morning show here by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Well, let's do a little recapping here, a little re-racking of a very active past couple of weeks at the Lyon County History Center. They're all active and happening, but you had a couple of big programs. Let's talk about how the Santa Fe Trail programs went, Greg.
The Santa Fe Trail, which we held last week and the last weekend, went really, really well. We had two presentations of the Santa Fe Trail and how it went through Lyon County, North Lyon County. And then we actually took a bus tour and followed part of the Santa Fe Trail and saw some of the ruts that that the wagons made. There was a tremendous amount of tonnage of materials that went across the Santa Fe Trail, actually going both west and east. All that weight created some long-lived wagon ruts. So, very good event. We had a really good time. We want to thank USD 251 for providing the bus, Jan Houston, who did the programming, Sharon Spade from the North Lyon County Museum, and a bunch of volunteers. And so that event, Santa Fe Trail, was a huge success. And it's probably something we'll do in the future because, it was fun and informative. So we'll keep doing that.
Yeah, excuse me, Greg. It was a great event because a lot of people have a lot of interest in the Santa Fe Trail, and this was something you were wanting to do, I think, last year as part of the 150th anniversary, but due to pandemic issues, you had to move that. So, boy, what a great opportunity for folks, and it sounds like a lot of people took advantage of that. So that was good to hear, Greg.
Yeah, very good event, and again, we're planning on doing some more similar things in the future. So we will continue exploring opportunities, as it were. And then, of course, we had the ESU choir here last Saturday. They did a presentation of singing and spoken word of some poems. Lisa Soller here from the History Center did some poems from either Emporia or Lyon County poets, and also poets that had been through Emporia, such as Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes' mother actually went to school at Emporia State for a while, and Carl Sandburg did a presentation here. So all that was part of that last weekend, and so it went really, really well. And again, just trying to expand what we can offer to the public, and as we move forward, we're going to be increasing that and offering more and more.
Yeah, great program, great idea. Let's see. I understand, as you inform me, Craig, that May is what, National Preservation Month, and what might you be doing in conjunction with National Preservation Month?
Of course, we are involved in preservation on a daily basis, but May is the national recognition of preservation, and so we are creating some videos. We have a YouTube channel, and we are producing some new videos that will go on to our YouTube channel. Plus, we are doing some handouts, which will be available next week. And on this handout, the list will include a list that has every property that's on the National Register in Lyon County. And so, and along with that, another thing that we're trying to create is a Lyon County Historical Society list of prominent and older homes and properties. So just to keep the preservation story alive and well. So that's something we're working on. May is National Preservation Month. If you have any questions about your property, come on down or give us a call, 340-6310, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, nice offering there. Well, June is not that far away, and what might be coming up in the mighty month of June as far as the History Center goes, Greg?
Well, we have, for those of you who have been in the building, we have the Langley Kids Zone, the Loretto Langley Kids Zone, and we are going to give it a new name, so look forward to that. We've had some assistance from the Emporia Rotary Club, the Earl and Stella Louise Souter Youth Assistance Fund and the St. Patrick's Day Fund. So we have remodeled, revamped the kids area. And so it'll be all new with a new name starting in June. So come on down and check that out. The kids really enjoy that opportunity to come in and play and touch things and learn some history. And so gives the parents or the grandparents an opportunity to relax and check out the rest of the museum. So it's win-win for everyone. And, again, in June we will be reopening that with a new name.
And right now let's talk about How House activities. We've got the house itself, walking trails, and maybe some baseball in the near future, Greg?
Yes. On May 21st, we will be the How House team will be playing the Wichita team. We play 1860s baseball, and the reason for that is when the Howe House was built. So we will be playing the Wichita Cowtown team. That game on May 21st starts at 2 o'clock, and then after the game will be ice cream, homemade ice cream.
Ooh, great.
So this event is free to the public. We just ask that you bring your own lawn chairs and enjoy this step back in time.
What about the walking trails out there, Greg?
The walking trails are open, and the grass and the wildflowers are quite healthy. With all this rain we've had, everything is working quite well. And so come down, check that out. And again, as the season goes on, we will be adding a little signage to indicate the 10 types of wild native grass and the 14 types of wildflowers. So this is an ongoing process, but it's fun and educational and athletic.
Yeah.
So come on down and check out the trail.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how the plant identification was going. You fielded that question nicely before I even threw it out there.
Well, yeah. I'm good like that, Ron.
You really are. That's pretty impressive. And we understand, as we have heard, as we broadcast this live from the Flint Hills Mall just a couple of weeks ago, that the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day recipients for 2022, the list has been unveiled, and Greg, you're a part of it.
We are overjoyed and overwhelmed to be a part of the Emporia Community Foundation annual Match Day. That day takes place on November 14th. We will be participating. We will be sending out information on our website, on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, and in our newsletter, information about how you can join with us for Emporia Community Foundation's Match Day. Again, that happens on November 14th. As we get closer to that event, we'll be making more and more announcements. But we are so very grateful to be included in this very, very worthwhile Emporia event.
All right. Yeah, exciting news for the Lyon County History Center. And, Greg, will you be a registration point for Unbound Gravel this year?
Well, as it turns out, yes. Every rider that rides whatever discipline from 25 miles to 350 miles will be coming through the Lyon County History Center to get their swag bag, to sign important documents, and to just hang out with us. So it's a beautiful event, and we are very happy to be a part of that. And so, yes, that takes place the first Saturday in June. Actually, the 350 takes place on the Friday the 3rd, and then the Unbound full day is on Saturday the 4th.
Now, is the big registration day Friday still, Greg?
The big registration day is actually Thursday and Friday, so the 350 riders come through on Thursday, and then the bulk of the riders come through on Friday the 3rd.
All right. Yeah. Big day, big days, big week.
It's a big week. So, yeah, it's a tremendous event, and we are very happy to be a part of that event because it brings so much recognition to Emporia and the Flint Hills and this entire area. So, big, big deal, and we're very excited that we are part of it.
All right, Greg. Hey, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ron. You have a great day.
All right, good to talk to you. Craig Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. It is 8:55. Good morning.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person